Today's daf is Masechet Brachot, daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara at the top of Amud Aleph teaches that when it comes to medicine, one might have thought there's really no bracha because one is eating it as a food. One is not eating it as a food, rather. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, bracha is still made. Not only this, but the bracha remains the same, not like the previous discussion at the bottom of Lamed Hamud Beis, where the Rambam writes that olive oil, for example, consumed straight would be shahakol because there's a general benefit, but not a particular benefit to the person's taste buds. However, jumping ahead to Daf Lamaches, the Gemara speaks about shtisa, which is a floury mixture with water. If the mixture is thick, says the Gemara, more like a farina or a daisa, porridge-like, you'd make a mizonos, but a thin shtisa is more medicinal and you'd make a shahakol. So how do we reconcile this later Gemara and a few dapim with our Gemara that clearly states that when the food is consumed as medicine, the bracha doesn't change? We see later on that it does change. So the Ritva explains that there's one kind of food that we call machal brim. It's a Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, 15th parak. Another place is discussing the idea of a machal brim, which is essentially a food eaten by healthy people that happens to have medicinal properties, that happens to have properties that can heal a person. A classic example in modern day would be tea. Most people drink tea for the enjoyment, while others drink it to soothe a sore throat, or chicken soup. A person's having chicken soup to cure their illness. Bracha shahakol remains the same. That is what the Gemara says in today's daf. Lamed Ches, when you have this thin consistency shetisa, that's not a food people generally eat. Therefore, it's treated as a medicine, and the bracha would change based on its consistency. It's still fundamentally shetisa, which people usually eat. It's a food that is eaten. So it's not medicine objectively. It's just medicine because of its consistency. People don't eat it in that consistency, so that turns it into a medicine. Therefore, it's permitted on Shabbos, and we don't have an issue of refuah, which is another discussion for a later time. There's no problem with eating this on Shabbos, but it is a watered-down version altering the bracha because it's not the regular way to eat the food. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different explanation, that this is not teaching me a halacha about brachot on medication, rather on Daf Lamaches, the later Gemara, it's simply teaching me that the watered-down food is really just considered a drink, and that's the reason why it's shahakol, but it's not teaching me something about medicine. The Ritva makes another point which impacts halacha l'maisa when it comes to medications we take today. If a person eats non-kosher food because they're forced to, the doctor says you have to eat this, you have to eat this medicine, which is now has non-kosher products in it, or a person, God forbid, has a gun to their head and says, eat this, that's called eating under duress, says the Ritva. So no bracha is made in that case, but if the person wants the cheeseburger and wants to eat that non-kosher food, says the Ritva, the person would have to make a bracha on that food. The Rama and Shulchan Aruch, and this is actually Alech Lamaisa, further differentiates this concept into food versus medicine. And he says, when it comes to medicine, even if it's not kosher, the person doesn't want to be sick. But he wants to have the medicine, a bracha would be made. Because he needs to have the medicine. But only if the medicine had no taste at all, would we say no bracha is made. Agav, the Ramad is right, on plain non-kosher food, you wouldn't make a bracha. So it's only in the case of medicine, the Ramad is further differentiating. One final point, maybe the Chai Adam, is that because of the Ritva's main point, when it comes to Birkas Nanin, which we discussed yesterday, according to most, it's only rabbinic in nature. The concept of making a bracha is only rabbinic in nature. We don't make a bracha on non-kosher. But for Birkat Amazon, let's say you had only a kazai, which is a very small amount, then you wouldn't bench. You wouldn't make a Birkat Amazon. But if you ate Kedei Sviya, and you filled yourself up a full meal, because Birkat Amazon is from the Torah, one would indeed make a benching. It goes without saying, don't try this at home, but we see how far-reaching and practical the great halachic minds were in guiding us in our day-to-day lives.